Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association on the future of the beef checkoff in just a moment.
Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing provide decades of dependability, and we stand behind our products. Hear from Mueller employees about how our customer relationships are built on integrity and trust.
Mueller being around for 90 years shows that we stand the test of time for our customers.
Trust is a gradual thing that's built. It's not something that happens just overnight.
Mueller's done an excellent job of creating a culture where we care about the customer, we care about the products that we're selling, and we want to be there for whatever they might need.
The foundation of the Mueller culture is people helping people. Thanks to you, our customers, we've been privileged to serve our communities for 90 years. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Last July, there was a petition that was submitted to the U.S. Department of Agriculture that went live July 2nd of 2020, a year given by USDA for them to gather signatures on what is a referendum on the termination of the Beef Promotion and Research Order. Two national groups were involved with those that were submitting this petition calling for the termination of the beef checkoff, the RCAF USA organization, and the Organization of Competitive Markets. Neither are a checkoff contractor at this time. The major beef checkoff contractor is the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. There's eight other groups that are also contractors as well. Colin Woodall, CEO of the NCBA, says that for folks looking at this referendum, looking at this petition, understand it's not about improving the beef checkoff. It's simply a yes or no vote.
That's something we need to make very clear. The referendum is not about changing the checkoff or improving the checkoff. The referendum is about killing the checkoff, period. So I would urge everybody who's listening to think about that before they make the decision on whether or not they want to sign that petition, because that message we know is not being pushed out there by those who are behind or supporting this particular referendum and the petition behind it.
Colin, on the RCAF website, they have 10 reasons why cattle producers should sign the petition, and reason number 6 is to improve the beef checkoff program. But when you read the request to USDA regarding this referendum, it's a referendum to terminate the beef checkoff.
That's right. The referendum is very clear, and USDA has been very clear to us. The way it is set up is the referendum is a yes or no on continuing the checkoff, period. It's not no unless you change it or yes unless you change it. It is yes or no. And unfortunately, those who are pushing for this have not been very upfront and truthful with those that they have gotten to sign the petition.
Approximately 88,000 signatures would be required for USDA to establish a new referendum on the dollar head beef checkoff. The only indication we have on actual numbers that have been gathered to this point is the online petition process, where 12,366 submissions have been made to this point. We do know they've also gathered a lot of other signatures at other in-person events. But do they have the 88,000 plus a few more? Time will tell. We mentioned earlier that one of the reasons that the RCAF organization is giving to have a petition vote is to improve the beef checkoff program. Other reasons that they are giving that they say need to happen, and a beef checkoff vote would allow them to have these things happen, to ensure government accountability, to ensure the needs of today's cattle producers are being met. It's the American way, to support American cattle producers, American beef in America, to equalize power within the Bay of Beef industry, to guard against corruption, to balance the interest between American cattle producers and beef cattle importers, to prevent further consolidation, vertical integration of America's cattle industry, and to promote competition in America's U.S. cattle industry. Bottom line, though, If enough signatures are gathered and USDA verifies them, they set a referendum vote, the vote is held, and the checkoff is terminated, then you have to start all over. And in today's political environment, it will be almost impossible to get any improvements over the current beef checkoff program through Congress successfully. And in the meantime, the programs that the checkoff currently supports go away. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Show is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.